So what we have so far is a statement from Perek Shira and an indication from the Medrash that whatever Te'ena represents, guarding the fig so that you reap its benefits, there's a link to Yehoshua. A link to Yehoshua, a student of Torah, a student of Moshe, because Te'ena, the fig, represents Torah. Again, two dimensions. One, that you have to be consistent. And number two, there is no waste. Turn over with me. And we're going to understand the role of Yehoshua. Keep in mind that Yehoshua's role was awesomely unique. He's the beginning of a new generation that we still follow in that legacy. Our teacher Moshe received Torah from Sinai. Okay. Pretty good qualifications to be a teacher of Torah if you got it straight from God. But that's not the continuity of Judaism. The continuity is when he passes it on to the next generation and they see the indication sufficiently so that they're able to trust him and able to absorb that material and carry it on to the next generation. Who, by the way, was the first person to affirm that there would be Misora, there would be tradition? Who was the first person to affirm that there would be something called tradition and transmission of Torah successfully? First person. Biblical personality. You came here for trivia, didn't you? Yisro. Why Yisro? You can still redeem yourself. Why Yisro? What does Yisro give advice to his... Very good! Yisro gives advice to his son-in-law Moshe. If you judge all the cases, you will get worn out and the people will get worn out. Appoint judges. Empower people. Delegate responsibility. What was Yisro's innovation? His innovation was, he told Moshe, I realize you really want to be dedicated and do this all yourself. And the people will trust the judgments much more if you're the one who did it. But I'm telling you, the people trust you. Teach the students, they'll trust the system. And Yisro began that system of transmission, which is the essence of Judaism forever. We don't always have Moshe to turn to. It has to be that the student absorbs the material in such a dramatic way that he himself can be the mouthpiece for his mentor. I can't resist a cute story that I love. Reb Moshe Feinstein had a famous student, Reb Nissen Alpert. And Reb Moshe looked out for him in many ways, and Reb Nissen in turn was enormously loyal. The phone once rang in Reb Moshe's yeshiva.
Reb Moshe.
I won't tell you how much I paid them to do that. The phone once rang, and they picked it up. And on the other end, the person identifies himself. It's Aaron Cutler here. Can I speak to Rabbi Feinstein? So Rav Nissen said, you know, the Rosh Hashiva is not in now. Can I take a message? So Rabbi Aaron says, who am I speaking to? So he says, Nissen Alpert. He says, same thing. Let me ask you what you think. Tell me what the Rebbe would have said.
Wow.
Tell me what your Rebbe would say on this question. Wanted a second opinion. But when people can have that confidence in the student, I'm fine posing the question to you. That's the level that Yehoshua accomplished. We find in the first chapters of Yehoshua, I'm giving you homework now, first two chapters of Yehoshua, just read the text. The Jewish people come to Yehoshua and say, if you can carry on as the leader, as Moshe did, then we're loyal, and anybody who tries to cross you, we will eliminate. I mean, it's a statement of loyalty, like, you know, we'll do anything for you. And that's the level that Yehoshua was able to command. And we'll see why right now his level surpassed anybody's expectations. And he truly was able to take over from Moshe. Quote number 6. B'shor shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu leGan Eden, when Moshe was ready to pass on to Gan Eden, Omar lo Yehoshua, he said to Yehoshua, Sha'al mi meni kosfekos sheyeshloch. Ask me any doubts that you still have. Because you have to understand, Torah is not just text. Torah is nuance. So even though Moshe transmitted the words, but maybe an inflection or how to approach a new case might still have to be clarified. So Moshe said, you still have questions. I understand you're supposed to build a sukkah on sukkahs. But exactly, what happens if? Right? What happens if I make the walls in such a way out of twigs that there is no roof? The walls and the roof just blend in as one. What do you do then? So Moshe says, you have any questions? Now is the time, because I heard it from Hashem with its nuances. If I missed something, ask. Amalo, Yehoshua said, Rebbe, my teacher, Kulum hinachticha sho achas vehalachti lemokom acher. Did I ever leave the study hall? Did I ever? Lokach chasavtabi. Isn't it recorded in Torah? Umishorso Yehoshua ben Nun nar. The servant, the loyal student, was Yehoshua ben Nun. Lo yomush mitocha oel. He never left the tent. Who can say that on himself? It's interesting, the Gemara continues and says that it still was, even though it was true, but it was a little bit haughty. But for our purposes, it was true. It was true. The Gemara continues, again, you got to be sophisticated. Even if something's true, it may not be the best thing to say. There's a very cute story, they say, Reb Leib Gewurz was once called to testify in an English court about kashrus. So the judge asked him, I respect your opinion, but can you tell me who is the greatest Talmudic scholar in England? And Reb Leib said, I am. So the judge said, a little taken aback, don't they preach humility in your system? He says, yes, Your Honor, but I'm under oath. What can I do? Yehoshua saying the truth. You have to be sophisticated. The Gemara says that after Moshe died, questions came up and he wasn't able to answer every nuance, and someone else had to help him. Asniel ben Kenaz helped him out. But Yehoshua says, I never left. I'm on top of it. That was Yehoshua.